Today we begin a new series of conversations that we're referring to as Manifesting Business. Now, in the title, there is, we could say, a little bit of a pun, because all business is manifesting business, and all manifesting is the business of manifesting business. But we, of course, are referring to the business that you would refer to culturally. You have a product, a service that you're offering to clients or customers in exchange for cash payment. That's the cultural idea of business. Now, in this series, if you are in business or are thinking about being in business, we consider them to be the same thing. And so we will continuously and constantly refer to you as being in business, having clients and or customers providing services and or products in exchange for cash, dollars, pounds, or euro. Now, let's start off by the bottom line. The business of business is manifesting. That's the bottom line. We invite you to, if you have not done so already, to unwind yourself around the cultural norms of what it means to be in business and to start thinking about your business as basically a front for what you're actually doing, which is manifesting. Every piece and every part of what is happening in your business is arising because you are bringing forth these components, the products, the services, the vendors, your colleagues, your employees, your customers, your clients, manifesting, 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 manifesting. If you have been thinking about business as being, when I do this, then I get that, today is the day to begin to unwind that. Today is the day to begin to recognize, no, not if, then, when, but rather now. I am indeed manifesting that which I desire, and I'm in the middle of having everything, in fact, that I do indeed desire, and that is what is right in front of me, even if I don't see it with my eyes. If you are imagining it, you're having it. That's Metaphysics 101. Now, to be clear, it doesn't really matter what kind of work you're involved in, what the title of the business is, what your title is, what type of particular company it might be, whether it is a company or something a little bit looser, whatever the scope is, whatever the products, the services are, whoever the clients or customers are, it can be anything from the most absurd to the most sublime. It's not a big deal as to what it is. The center of all of this is recognizing, again, that the business of business is manifesting. That's your business. That's your job. Now, again, as we like to say, you don't have a job. But through this series, we're going to be saying that's your job. Again, it's a bit of a pun. Because, of course, in work, in business, according to your culture, you have a job. Your job is to be in charge of everything. And that's one of the things we also invite you to unwind. You are not necessarily needing to be in charge of anything. You can be carried by every component, piece, and part of what you are manifesting. That is, after all, what manifesting does, is it brings you into the middle of the havingness and then populates the universe around you, however big or small the hologram happens to be at any given moment, with all the different components, pieces, parts, and people. That includes, of course, your clients and your customers, your vendors, your suppliers, your employees, the people who are working for you, with you, on your behalf, to your benefit, who are paying you for the exchange of goods and services and time. These are all manifesting ideas that are extensions of you. You're not encountering any foreigners. There's no aliens that you ever encounter. Everyone is an extension of you. Nothing is strange, weird, or bizarre, although you may frame it that way. And you may say, well, I was not expecting them to do this, or I didn't think that would happen. Okay, that's all very interesting, but those are just opinions. The business of business is manifesting. That's what you're doing. If you think for a moment about why it is and what it is that you wish to have as a result of what you are doing, if you think about what the title of your job is, if you think about what the nature of your business is, who your clients are, what the products and services are, And instead of thinking about this as all being very transactional with lots of when, then, or if, then, when, like, for example, I have to do this in order to get that. I have to advertise, I have to market, I have to sell, I have to produce more in order for this or this or this or this to happen. Take all of that and be willing, at least for this particular series of conversations, to set that all to the side. We're not abandoning anything at all. All we're doing is inviting you to look through a different particular lens. Instead of looking at yourself as being a transactional person, look at yourself as being a manifesting being of light, for that is indeed who you are. And as we will say again and again and again, the business of business is manifesting. That's your job. Your job is not to get it done, to make it happen. You will likely get many things done, and you will likely make many things happen, but not as the actual goal, but rather as a byproduct or a pass-through or a yes and. When you're thinking about what I need to do and what I should do and what is on my to-do list and the things I need to get done and how quickly and how soon and how fast and who's involved and who's going to be a troublemaker and who's going to be a helper, set all that to the side. Manifesting is a function of intuition. In other words, you're only ever manifesting that which feels better. You're not capable of manifesting things that feel worse. You're capable of tormenting yourself with abstract notions of thoughts that feel worse, indeed. You can worry, 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 worry until you're unable to worry anymore, until the cows, in fact, finally do come home. But that's just a thing you're doing off on the side, and it is not part of your business. And you may have taught yourself that you need to worry about your business. You need to worry about paying your bills, about paying your employees, about delivering your products and services on time and in scope. That may very well be the case, but the business of business is manifesting, not delivering, not producing. Delivering, producing, employing, contracting, negotiating, these are byproducts, byways, and pass-throughs that are things that you may very well end up doing and likely will end up doing again and again and again in ever more delightful and magical ways. But the business of business is manifesting. It's not to get it done. It's not to make it happen. It's not to please them. It's not to make sure the customer is right. It's not to deliver on the contract. That's not the business of business. The business of business is manifesting. So, for example, if you were to look at, for whatever reason, a complaint a client is bringing to you about what it is that you did or did not do for them. If instead of thinking about how to answer them, you decide what you actually want as a result of this interaction, how to answer them is the cultural way of business, the chaotic universe methodology. Deciding what you want as a result of the contrast that has arisen, deciding what you want as a result of the contrast that has arisen. In this case, client complaining about something, whatever it is. What do you want as a result of the contrast, the client complaint that has arisen, that has been brought to your attention? Either they sent it to you, or your employee told you about it, or you heard it through the grapevine, or who knows where it happened or how it occurred. Instead of trying to negotiate and answer, deal with, manage, and handle chaotic universe methodologies, we recommend that you turn to the intentional universe that you actually inhabit, the one where everything is actually occurring. And remember that the business of business is manifesting. It's not trying to assuage grumpy customers or clients. That's not your business. Your business is manifesting. What do you want as a result of the contrast that has arisen? Begin to reframe. If you haven't done this already, we think some of you have been doing it, but maybe you haven't done it quite to the degree that you actually want to, and that's why you conjured up this particular series of conversations. Start thinking about business as manifesting, not business as business, not business as a legal construct or an ethical construct or a delivery device for how you get cash or how your customers or clients get what they want, products and services, but you're manifesting. You're manifesting happy clients. So if you have a client who is complaining about whatever it is that they may be complaining about, and you decide, well, what I want is to have a really delicious interaction with this person. I want to feel delighted by their presence. Reframe it instead of trying to negotiate and go around the back end and try to figure out how to make them happy. You decide, I am delighted to be in their presence. And then you let your intuition guide you into what to do, to say, or to think. And it may be to not touch that hot potato. We don't really know. It may be to dive right in and just say, you know, you're right. We absolutely fucked this shit up. How can we make it better? Who knows what you might end up saying? It's not your job to figure out how to manage your business. The business of business is not managing. The business of business is not cajoling. The business of business is not delivering. The business of business is not making things happen. The business of business is manifesting. You, to the extent that you believe that you have done the hard work and that you have the blood, sweat, and the tears to prove it, are lying to yourself. It's not a malicious lie. It's a very common lie. It's something you taught yourself to do. It's something other people have joined in with you in that shared teaching. It's something you've likely taught others to do. You have to put in the work. You have to grit and grindstone your way to the place where you want to be. And then and only then will you arrive. No, the business of business is not grinding stones. The business of business is not girding loins. The business of business is not rolling up sleeves. The business of business is manifesting. You decide what it is that you desire and then allow it to manifest itself through you, which may involve action, but probably most of the time, actually very little of that is going to be action. It's more of a way of looking at things and noticing what you have already and allowing it and getting out of the way, allowing it to manifest, happen, rise up, and meet you. So once you decide that the grumpy client is someone you want to be delighted to be in the presence of, and then you back up and say, okay, well, I'm not going to do anything to fix this problem because the problem doesn't exist. This is just a person with their opinion. That's fine. And I will know exactly what to do at the right time in the right way. And then you go and do whatever else it is that feels better. Again, remember, manifesting is a function of intuition. It happens because it feels better. So you stay in alignment with intuition. You stay in alignment with what feels better. You do what feels better. You say what feels better. You think what feels better in the doing, in the saying, in the thinking. And you will be led to the right action for your grumpy client, which may be nothing. And then all of a sudden you get another email that says, oh, by the way, I completely was wrong about everything I said. I misunderstood. Blah, 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 blah. I'm really sorry. I just wanted to let you know I absolutely love you and your employees and what you do and blah, blah, blah. And I've changed my rating on the blah, blah, blah. And now it's 5 stars, 10 stars, 100 stars, whatever it is. You did nothing other than decide, I am delighted to be in the presence of this client. And the universe of your thoughts rearranged, shifted, and reordered things for you, because the business of business is manifesting. It's not doing, it's not handling, it's not managing, it's not getting over, it's not getting under, it's not getting around. The business of business is manifesting. We invite you to really use this as an opportunity to begin to look anew, very directly at what you are doing when it comes to business. Again, as we said before, we'll say this one more time. We're talking to anyone who is in business or intends to be in business. If you're intending to be in business, you are in business. Congratulations. You're already a going concern. There are versions of you who are already doing it. You can sit in your imagining and watch them do it, or you can turn your attention to what feels better and you engage in what it is that you wish to engage in. the way will be made clear. The business of business is not to figure out how, the right corporate structure, who to contact about tax help, what to do when it comes to this issue and where to get the supplies from and who to talk to and how to market and how to advertise. Those things will happen undoubtedly. You will likely have conversations or have insight about a corporate structure. You will likely have insight or ideas about taxes. You will undoubtedly have ideas about marketing and selling. You will likely have ideas about who to talk to and where to go and who to speak to about suppliers or about how to do this, that, or the other thing. But the business of business is not trying to figure any of that out. When you're trying to figure any of that out, you are delaying your business. The business of business is manifesting. You are manifesting suppliers, helpers of all sorts and stripes, tax authorities, corporate gurus, people who help you with this, that, and the other, and also lots and lots and lots and lots of clients and customers. Delighted, utterly pleased, happy to talk endlessly about you and what you're doing to their friends and say, hey, come on, come on, come on, come on. You got to check this out. This is amazing. You really need to. They're just wonderful. I love this. I have bought 5 of them. I think they're amazing. You need to get one too. These are your clients. These are your customers. Whether they're talking about you as a service provider or you as someone who's selling a product and your product itself. This is what your job is to imagine and allow. Not to get in, roll up your sleeves, gird your loins, and grind your stone. Your job is to manifest. It's just basically imagine, allow. Allow, 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 allow. Imagine, allow, 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 allow. That's mostly your job. In fact, we would say that's entirely your job. Now, in your allowing, you may very well take action. There will likely be action. In fact, there may be quite a bit of action that feels better in the taking, and it will feel like it's carrying you. In the business of business being manifesting, one of the things, of course, we're recommending, as we've been saying already, is that you follow your intuition, which means your willingness to do only that which feels better, and when it feels worse, to immediately stop, even if you're in the middle of a sentence. On a dais, speaking in front of a podium, on a mic, being recorded, to stand there and look out at the crowd and see all their shining faces and how wonderful they are, and then realize the next word is coming. And then I said to them, and you get on a roll, and next, next, next. And when you go back and look at the recording, you'll see that when you stopped and turned and spoke again, after following what feels better, what happened was the energy in the room shifted, and you could almost see it completely, entirely on camera, but you felt it. And other people will come up to you and say, that was a powerful, powerful conversation. Here's my order for 5,000 of your widgets, or here's what I'm wanting to do with your people, and I want to hire them for this, this, and this, and here's a check right now. What's your Venmo? What's your PayPal? I'm ready to buy right at this moment. Business of business is manifesting. And the examples we're giving are not instructions of how you are supposed to do your job. We have no fucking clue. All we know about is manifesting. We don't know anything about business, but neither do you. And you can read 1,000 books upon 1,000 books upon 1,000 books, and you can listen to 1,000 experts upon 1,000 experts and upon 1,000 experts, and that's fine. And if it feels better, do that. But don't defer to them in lieu of your own intuition, because no one knows more about what you are doing and what you desire than you. And it's arising from within you as your intuition. It's not acquired knowledge. It's inherent knowledge. And that's not even really what it is. It's your seventh sense awareness of the constructing, manifesting reality that is around you. That is in the room, yes, indeed, that you can see with your other 5 senses and hear and taste and touch and smell, but also that you're keenly aware of from your seventh sense awareness. The bottom line here is the business of business is manifesting. It's not making it happen. It's not trying to get it done. It's not rooting around and looking for what else can be done. What more do I need to do? We invite you to walk away from that particularly pernicious approach There's got to be more to do. 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 No, there isn't. There will be more you will do, but there's nothing you need do. The business of business is not obligation. The business of business is not requirement. The business of business is not keeping your word as a solemn blood oath. The business of business is following your intuition, is manifesting. But those things that we listed that we say it's not that, they will likely happen and in better form and an easier way than you could probably imagine. Because when you're allowing your intuition to guide you, to carry you, next thought that feels better, think this, next word that feels better, say this, next action that feels better, do this. And you feel the flow of energy that is moving through you. You suddenly feel yourself being carried. So the final thing we say here before we begin the process is this. Again, the business of business is manifesting. That's what you're here for. You're not here to get it done. You're not here to make it happen. You're here having that which you desire, that which is rising up to meet you, that which is helping you, that which is amazing, that which is wonderful, that which is delightful indeed. That's what you're here for. You're not here to make it happen. You're not here to get it done. You're here for the manifesting. That's why you have a body. When we know you have a body, because you're listening with ears. You could perhaps have two disembodied ears floating around in the ethers, but we don't think that's the case. We think you're actually manifesting a body in a physical reality with physical desires that are coming forth as you allow them to do so. That's the business of business, manifesting, not anything else. So with that, we will say, as we like to say each and every time we say it, that is wonderful and delightful and delicious and amazing and magical as all of this is, and it certainly is that and much, much more. It's only getting better and better and better and better and better from here.